Well, we extend a warm welcome to one and all. What a joy it is to be assembled here for this opening session of our Imitate Jesus Regional Convention of Jehovah's Witnesses. Please note that the entire program this morning is being broadcast simultaneously in English on an FM frequency band of 72.9 or on channel 3. If you are carrying a cell phone or a tablet, we ask that you please turn it to a setting that will not disturb others. And any recordings of this program should be for your personal use only or for the benefit of those unable to attend a convention this year. Recordings should not be made available for general circulation or distribution. Please bear in mind, too, that no one is allowed on or around the stage to take pictures or to video at any time during our convention program. Although cameras and video recorders, electronic tablets, and other such devices are permitted if operated from your seat, but when we hold them up to take pictures or video, they can be distracting to those behind you. So please, let's be considerate by not disturbing others or blocking their view. Please as well, do not use flash or other forms of electronic lighting. And no cameras or recording devices are to be connected to the power or sound systems at the convention, nor should we place anything in aisles or in traffic areas. While we are sure that you will receive rich spiritual blessings because you have arranged to be here this weekend, during the past few weeks, we have been inviting our friends, our family, and our neighbors to attend this special event. Perhaps you've already previewed some of the talk titles and key scriptures on the printed program that you received when you came here today, or on the interactive program that you downloaded from jw.org. Well, the theme for today's program is based on Matthew chapter 11, verse 29, which says, "To take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am mild-tempered and lowly in heart, and you will find refreshment for yourselves." Well, we look forward to examining closely Jesus' words and deeds. To begin, we invite you to stand, and please sing together song number 5, entitled "Christ, Our Exemplar." After the song, Brother Donovan Moline from the Parkdale Edmonton congregation will offer the opening prayer. So once again, friends, that's song number 5.
Thank you. Jehovah, our great God. We thank you so much that we were able to gather here together today in response to your invitation. It's something we've been looking forward to a long time and is truly a history-making convention of your people. Please help us to show consideration to all who have made the effort to come here this day. As we look at our older ones, we know that some of them came with a bit of trepidation about how they would have their physical needs cared for this day, or perhaps there are some ill among us. Please help us to keep them in mind and look for ways that we can make them feel welcome and that we can show them the love that we feel for them. And for those that have young children that will be restless this day, please help us to show our love for them and our appreciation for them as they endeavor to bring their children up in the truth. We thank you that you have a faithful and discreet slave on the earth at this time, the governing body that's made provision for this convention. We know we need this food now, and we pray that you would help us to take it in, to sound it down into our hearts and minds so that we might act upon it. Thank you for sending your son as an exemplar. And as we go through the program, please help us to see how we can imitate his qualities, how we can imitate his actions in the way he dealt with others and in the way he taught, and that we might wake up each day and think, how can I imitate Jesus this day? Please be with those that have parts in the program. Help them not to be nervous, but to recognize that we are all gathered here together as your people. We are all friends, and we've all eagerly anticipated being here. We pray for your guidance and direction upon all the arrangements this day, and we leave it in your care as we offer this prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.